Hey, it's Andreas. In this podcast, I want to talk about big data, what it is, when you need it, and why it has been invented. Actually, the name big data is a very bad name, because big data suggests that it's a lot about the size of the data and nothing else. So if you have a lot of volume, then that is big data. And this is not true. It's a complete misconception. So volume is only one part of the often called four V's of big data: volume, velocity, variety, and veracity. Volume being the size, and velocity being the speed of how fast the data is getting to you, is to get processed, is coming into the system. This is where the whole concept of streaming data and real-time processing comes in, and it's very important. The third one is variety. Variety means that the data is very different, that you have very different types of data. That can be that you have CSV files, that you have PDFs, that you have stuff in XML, that you have log files that are JSON files, or that you have data in some kind of a key value store. It's a variety of data types from different sources that you basically want to join together to make an analysis later on. The fourth is veracity. And this is a very difficult issue with big data, is that it's very unreliable. So you cannot really trust the data. When you're coming from the IoT, the Internet of Things side, you cannot always trust the data that gets sent from the devices, because usually what happens is devices use sensors to actually measure the data, like temperature, pressure, and so on, vibration. And you cannot always be 100% sure that the actual measurement is right. When you're coming from the business case, if you have data that is, for instance, that you make SAP exports that contains data that is created by humans, as you know, human inputs are not always the clearest, the easiest, the simplest inputs, so they make mistakes down to the spelling, and that can be a very hard issue for analytics. And those are the four V's. What I always emphasize is the four V's are quite nice. They give you a direction. The problem is that there is a much more important issue: catastrophic success. And what I mean by catastrophic success is that your project, your startup, your platform has more growth than you anticipated. Exponential growth. Everybody is looking for exponential growth, because with exponential growth there is the money in exponential growth. It's you get a lot of users, you get a lot of customers who are paying money to use the service, the platform, whatever. And so with exponential growth, if you have a system, that a platform that is not equipped to process the data right, then the whole system breaks down, and that's basically catastrophic success, because you cannot fulfill the demand and you fail. And it's not in a way that you just can make that up while you go, that you foresee in a few months the current system doesn't work, I need to do something. It's going very, very fast and you cannot react anymore. There's a necessary type of planning and analytics and analyzing your business case and the potential of your business case, and then decide to actually use big data and big data tools, or that you have big data and you need to use big data tools. This means when you conceptualize the whole infrastructure, in the beginning it might look ridiculous to actually focus on big data tools, but in the long run it will help you a lot and get a lot of problems out of the way. Especially if you think about streaming data and real-time analytics. It's a very, very hard topic to do, because when you think about feeding stuff into monolithic systems like a SQL database and then doing analytics, you end up very, very fast with hugely expensive systems, and you basically don't want that. What you want is a system that scales not vertically by making a bigger system, a system that scales by scaling horizontally, so that you have many small systems in a cluster that scale by putting in more systems, and with the, for instance, double the amount of systems, you're doubling the size of storage, you're doubling the process power, and so on and so on. So this is actually what you want, and this is what you should go for if you have the danger of catastrophic success, of exponential growth. If you don't have that, if it's foreseeable that you don't run into those problems, do not use big data tools, because this is an expensive thing. If you think, like thinking about a Hadoop cluster needs at least 5 nodes to work properly, and then you have 5 nodes that just run without actually needing them, and they cost a lot of money, I'm not even talking about the maintenance of the system. The you need specialists who can maintain it, you need specialists who can work with it. It's making absolutely no sense at all.